What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally with browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm Refuse and Grizzio's Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey, everybody.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Sup, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Burrito with the deep, the sultry baritone.
The baritone.
Voice.
Sick. Yeah, I got sick, so.
Damn.
I sound like this.
Yeah, man, you got fucking sexy.
Sexy burrito voice.
Damn, that's what he got infected with.
Yeah, man.
It doesn't cause any other symptoms except you have sexy burrito voice.
Shit.
Are you guys talking about SPV?
SPV.
Ooh.
Hypothetical meta-analysis. Daddy Juice Energy scored us a ticket to the Anna Delvey dinner party, and only one of us can go.
Anna Delvey.
Art elected Brian.
Okay. Remind me who Anna Delvey is. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Anna Delvey was this...
Sorkin is her
imposter
actual...
Imposter of a socialite.
Fake? Was Sorkin a fake name?
She was the one that faked her own...
Wealth and popularity.
Yeah.
Like she hung out
lineage.
With...
Lineage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because she duped some people into thinking that she was rich and part of a wealthy family.
Dang. So I'm going...
Oh, yeah. So you're welcome to pass this on to anyone else. But if you'd like to take the invite, you're welcome to take it. And
I'll go. Man. So wait. So is this after? So this is real life. After she's been found out, she's throwing a dinner party.
Yeah, she served her time.
Brash.
This is kind of current times. She served her time. She's out.
Yeah.
Free. Maybe on a parole or something.
She got a ankle bracelet.
Yeah, I think she's like house arrest or something.
So she's on parole and...
But she can have visitors over and stuff. So she's throwing this dinner party that you got to pay some exorbitant amount to attend or get an invite. You know
so she's
I mean?
Still running the same old scam.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She's still acting like a rich girl.
Scamming.
Okay.
You're a rich girl.
Ooh.
But you've gone too far and you know you're going to get it anyway.
That's right, Anna.
You're going to go with a home man.
So if you didn't know what they were going to serve at this dinner party, what would your expectation be? Would you eat
So I scored a ticket and it. I didn't have to pay for it, but the price for the ticket is on the ticket. I see how much it cost, which
I don't think
is
you'd see that.
Bucks.
$1,500 for a plate?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll say it's $1,500.
I would say, I don't know what rich food is. Is it steak?
A Lunchable.
Steak probably. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it lobster?
It's human meat.
Lobster sounds fine too.
It's motherfucking migrant.
Oh, is this migrant?
Wow. You can taste the spice.
Yeah, you can taste it.
Spicy, huh?
It's
imagine
exotic.
How awkward this dinner party would be.
It's exotic.
Or people get their sponsors to buy them tickets to attend this for, I don't know, media presence or something.
Uh-huh.
For networking social media.
Events.
Yeah. Wouldn't be quite a dinner party, or maybe.
What was the first part of that sentence?
I don't know.
You said it,
corporate
what
sponsors
it?
Were how, buying tickets for their
how
employees.
Awkward, yeah.
Oh, how awkward.
Dinner party would be.
No, I think if these people that are in the media, they know how to act at these parties.
I think someone's going to shit in the punch bowl.
You think so?
Yeah, Pauly Shore's here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the juice. Squeezing the juice.
Squeezing the juice.
Yeah.
Into the juice.
Anybody want some fruit?
Oh no! I hate the way he said that.
Yeah,
you put some
little stink on it. Well, he also put some stink.
I know, it was right. It's just like sometimes when I catch your eye while you're doing one of these voices, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and that's on me.
Yeah, makes me feel things. when it hits your eye.
But yeah, I would go and I would try to fuck Anna Delvey. Is that what you want to hear from me? I'm gonna try
to
finger Anna Delvey Sorkin in a back room,
but
and
if
I think
it ain't
I can
out,
do it.
You're just gonna,
closet.
You're just gonna try to hang out with Pauly Shore, right?
Yeah, if it, you know, if there's a...
Yeah, say all celebrities are here. Who are you hanging out with?
If there's a comedian there, I'm going to hang out with him, even if he's Pauly Shore. I think that'd
even
be more fun.
Even if he's Pauly Shore.
Especially if he's Pauly Shore. I bet it'd be a fun hang.
Yeah.
What would be the first question you asked him pertaining to his movies?
I don't know if I've seen any of them in the past 25 years. I would just say, how was that? How was being famous?
Has he had movies in working the last 25 years?
Not really. Yeah, how is Brendan Fraser? Is he? Was he a hero back then too?
Yeah.
Was he
600 pounds?
Man? Yeah. Yeah, I would ask him about Brendan Fraser if he keeps up with him. What's his like? What are the secrets?
Oh yeah, what's Brendan hiding?
Yeah, what's he gonna get canceled for?
Oh, he wheezed my juice.
Dally Shore alleges that Brendan Fraser
squeezed his juice
in shocking new memoir.
Actually, it's juice.
Yeah,
juice.
There it is.
There. Yep.
Feed the AI, a rapid fire deep dive segment, memory maps, business hours, conscious time, and fuel consumption. Damn.
All right, let's do this. Memory maps. So I was just driving around without my Google map. And just thinking how I knew my way around this place.
Yeah.
Slam City's like the back of my hand. I don't need a fucking map.
You know, I know the front of my hand a little bit better than the back of my hand.
Either way, it's just this idea of how you have this map in your head that you can just tell someone how to get somewhere without using...
Could never do that.
...a digital device or GPS. Your brain.
Not only can I not tell people directions because I don't know anything... I can't receive directions either. I'm like, just send me, drop a pen. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I'm saying like,
how'd you get around beforehand?
Yeah, in your own.
I don't know.
In your town growing up.
Well, that muscle is atrophied.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use it anymore.
He doesn't want to open a Mapsco. What's go that? To A262. Mapsco was like the book Mapsco? Of map.
The book of maps it was like that an gave you the coordinates? Book
wow.
You,
yeah.
I mean, I can, it's like...
It's
a Rand McNally situation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rand McNally's like the Pepsi of the map industry.
Oh, who's the nut?
Mapsco.
That's Coca-Cola right there.
Everyone's heard of Rand McNally. No one's heard of Mapsco.
It's where the maps go.
Damn.
Yeah.
See?
Is that
Burrito, which one have you heard of?
Both.
I've heard of Rand McNally.
How about Mapsco?
I don't think I have.
There we go. Oh, is Mapsco Pepsi?
Sorry, bitch.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's more like RC Cola, dude.
How about MapQuest,
I don't know what the Pepsi
Royal
is.
Royal Crown?
MapQuest.
Mapsco's Royal Crown out here?
I think it is.
I used to carry some in my Firebird.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Did it nice name drop, convey bro. From the previous owner?
Some being
did you buy like that?
No. But it's because I was always driving across
state
the lines.
We don't have to say what you were doing, dude.
Just driving across state lines.
Yeah. There's nothing illegal inherently about driving across state lines.
No, man likes to travel.
All right. Business hours.
What?
Yeah.
So I need to get my Maserati inspected.
Sure.
And it was Saturday, and last year when I needed to get inspected, I could do it on a Saturday.
Yeah, they don't do that shit anymore.
Turns out I can't do it on Saturday anymore.
You know what bugs me? Like, Best Buy doesn't open until like 10.
Yeah, I think like staffing issues probably. People don't want to work the fucking weekends anymore.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what was the whole sentence?
People don't want to work the fucking weekends anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe if you paid them like $15 or something.
I'm sure that's how much they're getting paid.
You think so, the service techs?
I don't know. We can talk about this later, but I wonder if you did raise the money, would that help?
If you paid more on Saturday and Sunday, hell yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of people would just be work. Yeah, a lot of people just would just work weekends.
But can you do that, though?
Of course you can.
Have a different rate on the weekends?
Why not?
Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
This is the weekend shift.
I pay everyone's salary.
You pay everyone's salary, $7.
Like night shifts, night shifts get paid
equal
more,
out
right?
To $7.
Yeah, see, night shift gets paid more.
Do they?
Hazard pay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, they do.
Nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, for some people, yeah. You gotta
grease the wheel.
I don't know how the world's changed in hourly wages for a while.
Jesus.
You know what I realized recently was that Walmart isn't open 24 hours anymore.
Yeah, they changed
it. Yeah, they're bastards.
Is that true?
Stealthed us.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't
know what the impact hires going to do.
Without us knowing.
Yeah.
Raped. Wow. What the hell?
I was talking about impact tires.
we were both trying to be offensive in a different way.
Yeah. We were tag teaming Walmart. Yeah, business hours need to go back to pre-COVID times, but also we're really fucking digital now.
Yeah.
The only business hours that matter are Amazon.
24/8.
24/8.
That's right, dude.
And conscious time and fuel consumption. So this whole inspection thing getting on the Saturday, instead of using my phone and looking up business hours and shit, I actually like drove around.
Like a fucking nerd?
Like a fool. I was like, why did I just do that? But I made the assumption that there was inspections on Saturday. That right. was a bad assumption.
Are there none? Oh, yeah, because...
Well, you didn't know that before. You've had prior experiences where the inspections were done on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, the places I went to. I'm sure if I looked hard enough, there'd be a place, but, you know...
You would have used your
Rodney's
phone.
Tire and, yeah. and engine.
Because the place that didn't do anymore put a sign and say, hey, go to this place.
And Rodney's like, tire and engine.
Didn't talk about business hours. I was like, I could take it for a cruise. That's fine.
So you went down to Rodney's.
Did yeah. you go to Rodney's?
I did. And Rodney's isn't open engine. On the weekend.
Wow. Wait, so this place that says we don't do inspections on the weekend, go to Rodney's.
No, they don't do them at all anymore. That's the
oh,
thing.
They don't do
just redirected
at all
traffic.
All
so
traffic, okay.
But they should have posted the hours, maybe, no. as like a kindness to their customers.
They would assume that you would take out your phone and right. Google Rodney's yeah. tire and engine service.
Yeah, my ass should have known it was closed before I drove over
but
there.
But you weren't using your phone this day for some
I
reason.
I wasn't. I was using my it's memory nice. Maps.
How'd that work out?
It was fine.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, traffic is so much better on the weekends.
And this sort of thing happened all the time back in the day. You didn't even think about it. You were like, oh, I guess it's closed.
Yeah,
I guess, I'm
I guess that makes
whatever.
Sense. Yeah. You just were fucked and said whatever.
Yeah. Now we're like, what is
now
this?
Now you're just mad about shit.
I hear ya.
We used to be more lubed up, you know? Yeah. Our assholes used to be more lubed up.
Now we're not.
And that's the thing with time. It's like we used to have all the time in the world. Now, for some reason, if we have to wait 5 minutes for something, that's way too fucking long.
5 minutes is a fucking long time.
Kind of is. Depends on what you're doing, though.
Yeah. Highlights for kids.
What about
dude,
it?
I can spend way more than 5 minutes with highlights.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No one talks about how cell phones have just obliterated
highlights for kids.
Highlights for kids.
Yeah. That whole industry is dead.
You guys don't
the
have the highlights
phone.
App?
I have the highlights.
You can play hidden pictures on your phone and find out
oh, shit.
What Goofus is up to.
What is Goofus up to?
Is he a character
opposite
in highlights?
Of Gallant?
Yeah, he's.
Huh? Yeah, there was like a two-panel comic strip called Goofus and Gallant, and they were like twin brothers or something.
It was only in highlights?
Yeah.
For kids.
Is it highlights?
Highlights for kids.
For kids?
I think
is
it's
there
highlights,
highlights
for children.
Not for kid?
There's highlights for adults. Yeah. And it's called the internet.
Yeah, it's called pornography. Because nothing
you know what?
Else
this
hits
is
right.
A highlight.
Yeah. Nothing else hits right.
Yeah, they do these, like, they do, like, what's different about these two images, and it's like someone, it's like a woman spreading her leg, showing a pussy. This one has hair on it, this one doesn't.
Or has a dick shoved in it.
Yeah.
Or, oh, there's a whole cock and balls in this one. Okay.
Someone must have done this bit, highlights like, for adults.
You just circle the cock and balls.
For hidden pictures?
No, for the comparison ones, where there's something different about each of the pictures.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Fuel consumption.
Oh, yeah. He already talked about that.
It was kind of a combined effort, conscious time and fuel consumption.
He was just consuming fuel, driving around like a fucking idiot in
on
the 1990s.
Yeah, what are you, 1990, yeah. man?
And I was thinking about that, too. I wouldn't be bitching so much about fuel consumption if gas was 1990s prices.
Yeah,
well, straight up.
That's why you don't do it.
Yeah, man. That's why you pull out your phone.
That's why you pull out your phone and you Google if Rodney's tire
gas
engine
is
service is open on the weekends. Don't right? just assume Rodney doesn't have me time.
Yeah.
Rodney knows how
work
to disconnect.
Work-life balance.
He does work-life balance.
How much business do you think you're losing on the weekends? Probably not much.
No.
Probably a lot.
Not enough to justify losing your weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Rodney has to go in there.
But if you're Rodney, you don't have to be working. You should be staffing. Or
well,
maybe he's trying
issue.
To staff.
He's got a staffing issue.
And Rodney doesn't want to pay more than $7 an hour. So maybe Rodney needs to look in the damn mirror.
Right. If Rodney paid $15 for the weekend shift... He might be out of business.
He only pays $15 for the certified ones.
ASE certified tech getting $15 an hour.
Man.
Jesus Christ. What's
ASE?
ASE is like
it's the like auto mechanic. Like if you have this, you're better employed.
It's like the A+ certification of computers.
Right.
It's like a bachelor's degree for meatheads.
Yeah. You know what? That's Jim and I talking, okay? Brian McFly loves the blue-collar workers. You're the backbone of this country. We got an elitist over here who claims to be a communist, but
yeah,
I'm not fucking seeing it.
$15 an hour.
Yeah, just so he can shit on you.
Yeah, so I can expect more from him.
Yeah, you don't need to be ASE certified to get at least $15 an hour.
You shouldn't have to be ASE certified to get $15 an hour.
Yeah.
If you have any certification, you should be getting at least $15 an hour.
At least.
At least.
Shit.
Hypothetical meta-analysis. Allegedly, one of us groups another podcaster that made a headline.
Okay, so what is
so
this
I
about?
Didn't insert any names, but we can point fingers.
Brian.
No. Look, I am afraid of copy.
We can smell the fingers.
But see, I wanted to write in the Bruno Mandito just to see how he would climb out of that
box.
Well,
can I just say, I am afraid of catching one of these Me Toos, dude, so I am not groping anyone. I'm not even...
He's not even masturbating.
I don't even touch my own dick, dude.
What if she was just flirty as all hell?
No.
And all you did was like...
She took your fingers.
Put your hand on her thigh on under him. The table.
All I did, that is... you can't do that.
That's a no-no
oh,
still?
Oh, I totally read this hypothetical meta-analysis wrong.
Yeah, how'd you read it, dude?
I thought one of us groped one of the other ones.
That's not what you meant, right, Arthur?
No, absolutely not. We're going Me Too on this.
Yeah, that would actually be like more fun. Like it'd be a more fun headline.
It'd be fine.
I think that would not be as spicy.
Yeah,
just be.
The other one would say, "How does my dick feel?"
Flash in the pan. Flash
and
the
then
pan.
The other one would say, fine.
Yeah.
No drama.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
I
appreciate
just assume
it.
That, that happens after every show. Well, when
good
I,
game.
You know,
good
get
game.
Off the call.
You just brush up their dick. Good
yeah.
game. Good
yeah,
game.
On this side of the glory hole, dude, anything goes.
No, but we're making a headline here, right?
Okay, so what's the point of this? Just to see who would rape someone or
no,
whatever? Just,
no. Your escape plan.
My escape plan?
Escape.
My escape plan, because
yeah.
I raped.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't like this bit. Okay, so
no. But what I'm getting, what I'm trying to get,
what are you getting at
with the whole headline thing is like, what would damage control be like?
There is none in this world, dude.
So where are you going, Brian?
You're done.
You going solo?
DG? Would you guys kick me off the podcast?
See, that's what I wanted to bring up too. Would he be fired? No, because I was referring to
the neighborhood HR dude, the Try Guys thing.
This is the neighborhood story, remember?
They're morally obligated to kick the guy out.
I'm going to have to look up the neighborhood story.
All right, I'll just say it real quick.
Yeah.
This episode is now like a performance review.
Yeah. Every episode is.
Hypothetical performance review.
Every time we mention Julio. Anyways, the story is the drummer from the neighborhood allegedly groped the singer for the band The Marías, who Brian should look up, and made the headline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and he had to go.
They kicked him out.
They fired him.
I mean, he was the drummer.
They fired him.
So you're saying
unless
he's
you're
expendable?
Neil Peart.
And then he apologized.
Yeah.
I don't think you apologize
and
after
said
you get
he was,
fired.
No, you just say, suck my dick.
He said, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I was
sorry
drunk.
I got caught.
That I was drunk.
That's what he said, yeah.
No, he
I mean,
said,
it was longer than
I
that.
I was wrong!
Oh, yeah, the drummer's name is
I feel
Mike
like
Ness.
Nowadays, that's the only excuse. I mean, we can move on, but the like,
it's just something to think about.
I feel
know?
Like you. I would expect everyone to be so careful nowadays. So
oh,
drinking
for sure.
is really the only way, in my mind, that even happens. And drugs.
Brian McFly like, has a good point there.
It's yeah, just I crazy mean, when I hear this stuff. I'm like, haven't you been reading the news?
Yeah, didn't you know you can't be doing anything?
That too.
You can't
I wasn't
throwing
talking
any,
about that.
You can't yeah. be throwing any signals at all.
Can we well, say that Brian McFly has just learned enough from everyone else's mistakes?
I've dude, yeah, I've been paying
he's
attention,
well
dude.
Read.
I've been educating yeah. myself as a male feminist on what to do and what not to do.
So the one of us is not Brian McFly. Let's say
no,
it's the Burrito
me.
Bandito. Just,
damn, Burrito.
Burrito is like the he's
it's
like
a
the
party
silent killer,
and she
dude.
Just wouldn't stay
she
off
wouldn't
you,
expect
man. She spun this. She Me Too spun this on you.
Here's the thing. Burrito had his hands in his pocket, but there was a hole in his pocket.
And there was a hole in his pocket, and then there was a hole going out
of
his
jeans
so that he could touch someone
into the
right. through the
tub.
It was very unfortunate.
And they were watching the
Godzilla
movie.
The Burrito
movie.
Bandito in a series of unfortunate events. Yeah.
He was Burrito Bandito is accused of pocket pulling someone else.
Right.
For the first time in recorded
proxy.
History.
Pocket bowl by proxy.
And this
man.
Is an alleged groping.
He put a hole in his pocket, his jeans, and then put a hole in her jeans.
Whoa. Right.
Anyways, you get it.
It was jean to jean contact. It was through jean.
Jean to jean.
The part
jean.
They don't tell you, she wasn't wearing jeans.
Jean therapy.
Really
she was
jean.
Just wearing a skirt
they
with no
jean
underwear.
Goes. I mean...
okay. And then she sat in his lap.
Yeah, and sat in his lap.
Okay, well
I'm
that's...
I'm not making this up.
Wait, is this a real
we
thing?
We both were in the same...
Wait,
Jinko.
Is that the neighborhood thing?
Yeah.
It sure be a leg Jinko. Each.
Wait, what did you mean by you're not making this up? Is that
he
what happened in the neighborhood?
I am making this
oh,
up.
I see.
That's what he meant by he's not making this up.
Okay, I should have known.
He was making this up.
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, if...
I know it's a touchy subject, but I just thought it'd be interesting to hear you guys. And by the way, Burrito wouldn't get fired.
Yeah, but Brian might.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you've known him for longer. You'll forgive more
I would
from him.
Really study what actually happened, and I would probably take your word on
of
what
course.
Really happened.
Love that, dude. Right? Hell yes.
I would base my judgment on that versus what the media says.
Yeah, and then
nice,
let,
nice,
let the courts decide.
And maybe I'll talk to your, you know, the receiving end.
Hey, how was it?
The other
yeah.
side?
Yeah, see what she
go
says.
Go ahead and open with that.
Or he.
Yeah.
That's the first question.
Yeah, you should always ask.
How
was it?
First of all, before we go any further, how was it? obviously not good.
And same with Burrito and anyone else, everyone else, myself included.
You know what? Now I like this segment because it's just you telling me how much of a bro you are, dude.
Hey, man, just watching out.
Have we been playing Super Mario Brothers wrong our whole lives?
None of us!
None of us.
All right, so check this out.
Oh, no.
I can't even remember what website this is from. It's like Kotaku or some shit.
Wow.
It's trying to tell me how to play Super Mario Brothers.
Jesus Christ.
At least intimating it in this headline.
So first off, let me tell you how I play it. Yeah, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just going to say this how I play it.
Okay.
Because I start on World 1-1.
Yeah.
Get to
4-1.
Yeah, through the warp zone
at
2-1, or am I making this up?
No, 1-2.
1-2 to 4-1, warp on 4-2 to 8-1, work your way up to 8-4, conquer it, and save the princess. That's how I play!
Get your dick sucked.
What are they saying that you just should
do? They said,
all 8 pixels.
This is just what I hate about it. All right, and this is just because I've beaten the game. Not trying to like brag here, but
it sounds like you're bragging
who
about
have
it.
Beat this game like would call the same bullshit on this
38-year-old game.
But they're saying this is how you continue in the world that you lost at. So if you hold down the A button and push start,
from where
you'll continue
stop,
from whatever you world you're at. Yeah, so say you die at world 5-2. If start over, it's going to start you at 5-1.
The thing is, that was never a problem for us.
Yeah, that was never a fucking problem, so don't tell me continue. I was playing it wrong.
I never had to continue.
Because you were good?
Yeah, we're gamers.
Dude, in the beginning, you probably had to. Like that Sonic game we played, it's like, probably. How fast can I beat this? What's that called?
Speed runs.
That's all speed I do with runs. Super Mario Brothers. I don't bother to play it through.
I don't even know what some of the levels are.
I didn't realize you could skip. I haven't played it, if I have, it's
the warp
been once.
Zone?
Yeah, so there's
how about any of the Mario games?
Secret area.
Yeah, there's like warp zones everywhere.
That would take you. You can skip stages.
The Super Mario World on SNES have the warp
Yoshi.
Yeah, for sure.
That one doesn't have warp zones.
That's
though,
so
because that's more of a map that you have to collect all that stuff, right?
Well, I mean, they need to stop telling you how to play games, dude. Like, as if there's a right way to do it. If there was a wrong way to do it, they wouldn't let you do it in the fucking game.
No, how did you guys play Mario?
Never did.
Man.
I just recently started playing that property, you know? Super Mario World is what I've been...
He's anticipating the movie. That's where it is. He's like,
I'm trying to get
to get familiar with this source material.
Connect to the WAP space, dude.
My favorite Chris.
What's that?
Your favorite Chris.
Yeah, I love the Chris.
That's your favorite Chris?
Yeah.
Of all the Chris's?
Just because he's the most embattled Columbus. Chris. And I love an embattled
Columbus.
Chris. He is more embattled.
Yeah,
he's but there. He's not alive.
Right.
But he is, Chris Columbus is my boy. Shout out.
The Harry Potter director?
Yeah.
He directed Home Alone as well, so good movie.
Shout out.
Hey, represent.
Burrito, how about you? You play Super Mario World? Super Mario Brothers.
I used to play it.
I don't.
Have you been doing it wrong?
I guess so.
How's that make you feel?
I mean, when I played it, I was just a little kid, so it was fine.
Wait,
it was
did you
fun.
Beat it?
Have you ever beaten
so.
It?
Would you consider going back and beating it?
Yeah, sure. I'd play it again.
Yeah, man.
I never had it. I never had a Nintendo.
Yeah. It was Sega the whole way.
Yeah, so I would always play it when I went to my grandparents' house because my cousin had it.
Nice, dude. What a lucky little bitch.
But your cousin probably had like 20 games, too, so you weren't just playing that one.
Not that lucky.
No, she was older than me, so I mean they had it for
was she
her,
hot?
But it was
dude, don't fuck with me, dude. Was she hot? Don't lie to me, don't pretend like you if she was hot, don't pretend like you didn't notice either.
Blink twice.
Kind of curious too, man. Just answer the question.
She's got 5 kids.
Okay, I'm sorry. Was that did I ask you how many fucking
kids
she
had? We're not worried
about
how many kids.
There are a lot of people with a lot of kids.
I think that was a dog whistle. He was saying,
yeah,
she's hot enough to have
five
kids.
Times at least.
Just a bunch of mutts.
How many? Well, I won't ask. That's a crass question to ask. How many dads?
How many dads?
But that would that would tell me. That would get me closer to an answer, I think.
All right. So back to like Super Mario Brothers. You should give it a shot. Try to do like the 1-1-2-4.
The way you do it? The right way?
Yeah, the easy way.
The easy way.
I'm terrible at remembering like numbers of and levels, and it's just, I just can't do that.
Hey, how about this? Just watch a walkthrough on YouTube, and they're going to beat it the same way I just told you.
Yeah.
Speed run.
Yeah, I just kind of like playing it.
Yeah, if there were a similar situation on Sonic the Hedgehog 2, I think I would just play it all the way through, regardless of...
Is that how you play it?
Just because I love that game so much.
There's no warps?
No.
How many lives do you typically lose?
I could go without losing any lives.
Wow! This guy.
Jesus Christ.
I'll collect about 30, and then at the end,
rings.
I might start
plus
to kind of
30!
Experiment with it. And I'll lose like
get
10
cute.
Lives just experimenting, trying
get
to
cute.
Get cute, and then I'll just beat the game when I feel like it.
Wow.
Because I'm just fucking a big ass dick.
Damn.
I got a big ass dick. I got four heads on mine, dude.
Wow, you're the echidna.
I'm
yourself.
Playing with fucking Knuckles, dude.
Yeah, you are.
Is this the one
that's
with tails?
That's why they call them Knuckles.
Did you say Sonic 2?
You have four Knuckles.
Yeah, like four dicks.
Dickheads.
What's that, Arturo?
Did you say Sonic 2?
Yeah, Sonic 2.
Okay, that's the one with tails, right?
Yeah.
Knuckles is Sonic 3, yeah.
You can use... Sonic 3, you're right.
What's Tails's
Miles?
Gender assignment?
Oh. I think Tails was always queer.
So I think Tails is non... No, his name is Miles, so I'm gonna assume his
y,
gender
though.
Is... Yeah, fucks
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, dude, with a Y, though.
He's fucking pansexual, too.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, Tails is probably pants.
He's trying to eat Sonic. That's why he's always running behind Sonic. He's trying
he's
to eat his ass.
He's not as fast as Sonic the Hedgehog, but he is trying to eat his ass.
Like they.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're trying to eat Sonic's ass.
Oh, two tails.
Oh.
Yeah. Be a little more respectful, guys.
They trying to eat.
And that
was Double X Quantimino.
Dynamite. Here's a commercial.
Luteas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Luteas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Luteas.
Spanish for Julia, Texas.
This. July, Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Is the news.
I kind of like getting my ass blown out by that.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah, man.
Feels like you're there.
Sperm counts worldwide are falling even faster than we thought.
How'd you describe that to us in the chat?
The singularity
approaching.
Yeah.
Singularity.
Tell us about it, Brian! Bingo,
bingo, bingo, bingo. All right, bingo, so the singularity, the sexual singularity is that by the, what is it, 25th? No. 2069. Thank you.
Of course.
The dicks are getting smaller. Pussies are growing outward. Wait, no. You're right. Yes. So at 2069, we're all be Ken dolls. No dicks, no pussies.
The great genital
in the middle.
Switch.
The great genital switch. So anyway.
Then dicks will start growing out and pussies growing in.
That's right. So that's the great genital switch.
Right.
It comes in 2169.
Wow.
So what's going on with these sperm counts, Gemini Jackson?
Yeah. What's the next development?
I don't fucking read this thing. It just says researchers warn of a global fertility crisis that, quote, looks like a pandemic.
No.
As sperm counts drop sharply around the world.
Dude.
Have you guys ever gotten a count?
I ever had my sperm counted?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like
I've asked some chick to like count them, but she didn't have a microscope or nothing.
She swallowed them too fast.
She's like, I don't know, six.
One,
I was supposed to save that.
Ropes.
Was
yeah, my sperm count is four ropes. I don't know.
Yeah, you go into the doctor and he goes, I have bad news for you. Only one rope.
Doc, is there
please.
Anything you can do?
He goes,
Doc,
I don't know, like celery.
You got a pill or something?
No, celery's your only hope.
Yeah, what can Damn I do it. To get back to, you know, my 6-7 ropes on reg?
Yeah. You get like a Peter North injection.
Oh, wow.
Whatever he has in his blood.
Some Peter North DNA.
He's got a lot of cum in his blood.
Yeah. What do you think he does? Is he doing the? Is it celery? Does
regimen?
Celery do the thing where it's like more? It's you come
volume,
on, nah, volume
for Peter North, man. He's just blessed.
He's blessed.
Blessed so like Peter North.
Gifted and talented.
Yeah,
he was part of the GT program.
Yeah, it's a different
some
one.
Some of them were good at math. Some of them were good at science.
Just think about like
he
the
was great at coming.
NBA, NFL, MLS.
He could have gone pro.
That's his 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Voiceover.
Yeah.
Some were good at science. Some math. Little Petey. Coming.
Ropes.
The ropes course, dude.
Rope king.
Speaking about ropes, temporary vasectomy trialed in Melbourne. Sperm blocker, a world first.
Okay, can you break this down for me?
World first study has researchers hoping the treatment could one day become a temporary vasectomy.
Okay. I've heard of something that works with some kind of electrostatic discharge or something like that.
What are we doing
they
here?
They inject your vas deferens with some kind of polymer. That creates static electricity that kills the sperm on contact.
Oh, what? Wow. Like a little
I don't know
death
that this
door?
Is it. Yeah. like a death tour.
Ooh, didn't we have that one story where you just put your balls in the
little
tub?
Sound bath or
ultrasound? Yeah, yeah. You ultrasound your balls. You get your wife's fucking jewelry cleaner. You just throw your balls in there. Oh,
she goes. She's like, warm water. She's like, honey, I am so horny. You please just fuck me. Just give, honey, just give me about 2 minutes. We go into.
I'm gonna take a nap. Yeah,
the sperms are still alive. They're just real dizzy. So they can't find their way there.
It's like when you do T-ball as an adult, you have to put your head onto the bat and go around a few times before you take a swing at it.
Adult T-ball?
Yeah. Or it's like, what's it called? Right? The beer? Is it beer league or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, would you risk this? She's not anything. Biscuit? And you're just fucking dumping loads with a temporary vasectomy?
I hate that word temporary, man. It's either all or nothing for that kind of thing, right?
Like that John Michael Montgomery song. Fact, that's what this was about.
I like to know for sure I'm not going to get pregnant. Sometimes I just chop my damn dick off, dude.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Well, you won't get pregnant.
That's right.
Especially with no dick. But you probably wouldn't have, even if you kept the dick on.
Yeah.
But what if he had
I fucked up.
10 kilogram boobs? Worried.
Oh, yeah. A woman feels dehumanized as she claims she has kicked off plane because of her 10-kilogram boobs.
Did you guys see this?
Hey, lady, you got to check them bags.
Talk about it, Brian!
Yeah, did you see the picture, Brian?
No, I didn't.
You can tell us about it.
They're huge.
They're not going to fit over the overhead compartment, lady. Hey, we got to check them bags.
Yeah, you can't just be standing the whole time.
You know, I didn't look at a picture or anything, but she just seems like that
kind
of
person. You got to buy an extra seat per tit.
That would use her disability to her advantage.
Well,
is this a disability, having 22
she does seem
titties?
To have some kind of mental illness, and you'll be it'll become apparent when you see her.
Wow.
Yeah, so she has
mental illness.
You see this? That's
her
you first, Arthur?
It's a disability.
You see this?
Yeah, I didn't actually look at this.
She put these in, huh?
Dude, these things are bigger than her head.
Oh, I've seen this lady before.
Yeah?
On OnlyFans.
No, I haven't seen her on OnlyFans. I've seen her on these the top grossest plastic surgery botch jobs in the world.
I don't actually mind the taut, huge. I mean, those are fucking huge, dude. Those are basketballs.
Chicken fries.
But yeah, they're bruised, dude. They're like, there's not enough skin.
Right.
But I don't mind those. I think those would be fun to just kind of play with. They don't really give me a boner. Like, there's no part of me. Like, you know how they, you know that they can hook you up to like one of those boner measuring machines and they'll show like,
how gay you are for looking at something.
Exactly.
I like her alias. She goes by Mary Magdalene.
Mary
Magdalene,
yeah.
Well, Mary Magdalene was a whore, wasn't she?
But it's just the face.
I don't think she had 10 kilogram boobs that were made out of plastic.
Oh my God.
This is Mary Magdalene.
Magnum?
Yeah.
Okay. Mary Magdalene is a funny name.
So where are you at with that burrito, true or false?
That's a false.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, but your dick would get lost. You couldn't even titty fuck these things, dude.
Yeah, it's not coming out the top. There's no fun in that.
Something you're not even going to try. Come on.
Also, if she squeezes her tits together, it's like a damn vice. You did.
That's what you want. What
you want? No, you don't. I mean, you want it to have some mush to it, dude.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want a little mush.
I'm sure there's plenty of mush.
There's no mush. Look at these.
I'm sure there's mush, man.
They don't move.
Yeah, they move.
They go.
Yeah.
Speaking about burying things, TikTok artist entombs bag of Cheetos and 3,000-pound sarcophagus.
I saw this whole build project. It was elaborate, to say the least.
I saw. Oh, I think I saw a TikTok of it.
This annoys me.
That's what this is.
That makes sense. Yeah.
What exactly is going on here? It's an art project?
Yeah, it seems like it. He made the sarcophagus.
He made the sarcophagus.
Yeah. There's the bag of Cheetos he put in resin.
There's really no reason to have it suspended like that, right?
It's for the aliens, for when they get here and they, you know, they find this.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Is that really what he says?
I think so.
That's pretty funny.
That's what he was going for?
Yeah. It's fine to spend your money on this.
But also,
he was going for the likes.
All they have to do when they get here is just go to a bag. But just find a bag.
Yeah, it's still like 3,000 years from now.
3,000 years, man. You think there's going to be Cheeto bags left in 3,000 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
No.
What? Who's going to eat them?
The ocean?
The ocean's going to
eat them. Yeah, man. Ocean's going to preserve those Cheetos bags.
No way. After 500 years, there'll be no Cheetos.
How are they going to find this? Is there like a map with a legend and shit?
He's been transmitting the radio coordinates.
Is that true?
No.
That's the only way.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, first they got to know what a Cheeto is.
The program that looks for intelligent life.
Sagan? Is he involved?
Yeah, this is a Carl Sagan production from Damn. The grave, dude.
Is he an executor for the Sagan will?
Right.
Interesting work.
It's fine.
This is social media turned headlines, so yeah. I had to bring it in.
HelloFresh. Did I bring this in?
You did.
HelloFresh accused of using coconut milk obtained from monkey labor.
Bullshit. Wow.
You want to get serious again, Brian McFly?
We're talking about $7 an hour here?
Yeah.
PETA investigators allege animals were chained with... Oh, I didn't see it. This is sad. I thought it was just funny.
If you could legitimately train a monkey and do a reward-based system
yes.
with it.
So and then the would they like it?
Yeah, give it a peanut every time it brings you a coconut.
You know, they actually liked it.
So let's say that monkey on Tuesday was just being a lazy jackass.
You know, I actually
not
heard...
doing his goddamn job.
Yeah, that's why they gotta whip him, dude.
Maybe.
They get mouthy. Smart, dude. They get mouthy.
They're trying to...
If they're not hitting their metrics on a daily...
No, they're trying to unionize.
Yeah, or they're trying to do a rebellion, dude.
The monkey union?
A monkey union.
Are gorillas allowed?
This is how we get Planet of the Apes.
Exactly.
Wow.
So are they smear HelloFresh here?
I think this is a smear job, dude.
That's what it looks
like. By PETA? PETA doing a smear job?
Yeah, man.
Wild. I've never heard of such a thing.
I've never even heard of PETA. What is this?
Monkey labor does sound cute, though. I just imagine them like in a factory.
They got a hat. They have a little
Carl.
Jumpsuit.
Yeah. Hey, Carl. How the kids? Hey,
you know how it is.
You can hear the reverse sound on the back.
Wife's got another one coming.
Yeah. She got another monkey on the way.
Another baby monkey on the way. Her titties down to the floor. You know how it is. I'll see you later, Carl.
All right, Carl. I'll catch you later.
Speaking
you later,
of shitty Carl. Situations.
Oh, man. He's going to whip me if I don't get to
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers sues Indiana's shopping center after being told it can't sell chicken fingers.
I mean, what are they going to do?
So,
That's what they sell chicken fingers.
Yeah, shopping center.
Your whole business
we told
model.
You our, the name of our company was Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Yeah.
And then you still let us buy property. Okay.
Yeah. And spent $1 million in construction.
Wow.
Maybe they thought it was like a mortuary.
And they had this long-standing undisclosed deal with McDonald's.
Shit.
That's fucked up. I'm on the Raising Cane's side, dude.
Your team Cane's?
Yeah, fuck this
undisclosed
Indiana shopping center.
Deal.
You
undisclosed.
Fucking birthplace of the KKK. Suck my dick.
I kind
of
like to be
we
McDonald's
need some,
in this
we
situation.
We need chicken fingers transparency.
It's like, what you going to sell now, Raising Cane's?
Yeah, McDonald's is doing the big dick move that it could always have done, right?
They were there first.
Yeah. But I think the shopping center should
have
told
them. They have to do
kinda,
they disclose
yeah,
it.
That's wicked shit to like let them spend
shit,
a
wicked
million.
Wicked shit.
But
yeah,
could you just
I'm
switch
not
that
on
out?
McDonald's.
You could switch that out for like another franchise.
No, or... because it's construct. The, all of the Raising Cane's look exactly the same.
You're right.
They're constructed to a certain thing.
And it definitely couldn't be a Sonic.
No, there's no drive-through. Yeah. Drive-in.
No, it's, I mean, there's only one America's Drive-In.
But how strange is that prohibition on selling chicken fingers at a shopping center?
That's like, pretty common.
Only McDonald's can do this.
No, there's a lot of things that they don't want duplicity in the same shopping center.
Yeah.
So this is
like
very
in a food
similar.
Court,
yeah.
I hear that.
I never even thought about that.
Like you can't have two burger stands next to each other.
You don't want to
change it up.
Burger stands, dude. What is this, 1952?
Yeah, man.
The hell
Philly,
are you talking about?
The Great Burger Wars?
A Sbarro?
Yeah, man.
5 cents per burger? And then this guy's 6 cents.
And I'll pay you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
For a burger on Threesday.
Threesday?
Threesday.
No, I said Threesday. I don't know. Not Tuesday, Threesday, dude. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Wednesday?
Yeah, that is Wednesday. Speaking of...
Man who found 4 million pound check to Haribo rewarded with gummies.
Haribo.
It's a heavy check.
Yeah, it's not like he could do anything with a check though, right?
Right?
That's true.
But this is a story of an entitlement. This guy thought he deserved more than a box of gummies that's worth 6 pounds. It's like, shut up, dude.
The Haribo probably didn't even give a shit about that check.
They didn't give a shit about the check. They just said, shred it.
Yeah, of course
they
did.
And as a token
did.
Of gratitude,
we'll
give you these... This box of gummies just like,
that
hey,
$4 million.
I mean,
just keep the check and sell it on eBay.
How, does this German man not know how checks work?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I should get a finder's fee. It's not cash, you bitch.
Bump, bitch.
So, yeah. I hate
sassy
how
sassy German bitch
went to the media butthurt and they
I
made
mean,
a headline out of it.
Media shit in his mouth.
God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you should get more than that.
Hey, Dr. Smartman.
Yeah.
Your favorite songs reveal your attachment style. New psychology research. Tell us about it, Rita!
Yeah,
Rita!
What does Taking Back Sunday say about a man?
Anxious attachment?
I don't know. You'd have to look at the lyrics and code it. There's,
Break it down.
I mean,
Can I?
There hasn't been. Go ahead. Ask the question.
I was going to say that, okay, your lipstick, his collar, don't bother Angel. I know exactly what goes on. This seems like an anxious attachment style. He's anxious about his bitch having sex. Wait.
So you guys saw
how... Which one is who? Who's cheating on who?
Yeah. How they broke it
who's
down.
Who's cheating on Hoopst?
Yeah, on this song.
But weren't there categories?
Your lipstick, his collar, don't bother Angel.
Adam Lazara is saying he's his accusing girl. His girl of cheating on him.
Yeah.
Right. So he's... Not whether or not it's true or not, he's that's anxious about that attachment.
No, he knows exactly what goes on because he's a cuck.
Nobody else wears mauve sunrise, Angela.
What's that?
It's the color of
the
lipstick
on the collar.
Sorry. But anyway, so I think that's how you would do it, right? You would take a lyric like that and say, what would a person with this attachment style say?
So how lyrical driven are you guys? Like when you listen to a song, you're very focused in on what the lyrics are
lyrical.
Trying to express.
Brian ain't lyrical.
It depends.
I feel like I'm not as lyrical as I should be. I'm more of a melody guy. Hey, dude.
There's certain bands that I would pull out the jacket.
Yeah, man.
Or whatever it's
called. Liner notes.
The liner notes.
Yeah.
And I'd read along to the lyrics and say, what is this about?
So break it down, Burrito. So we got some favorite songs, like how these different attachment styles.
I mean, this was just, people's they were trying to figure out if people's attachment styles. If people had favorite songs that matched their attachment styles.
What'd they find?
That was true.
Oh, it really?
Yeah.
So
if you have some examples
of attachment style. I don't know what that means.
So pour some sugar on me. If that's your favorite song, your only attachment is the open road.
Yeah, man. Bruno was about to tell us that there's like secure.
There's like four different kinds. Yeah. Oh, you know them. How do you know them?
No, tell us about
just it. Dabbled. Class.
Are you a psychologist?
He's dated many women. They're all psychology majors, dude.
There's a secure attachment style, so that's pretty well adjusted.
Can you kind of briefly define what each attachment style is like?
No, I cannot do that.
Here, Brian will handle the heavy one.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do this!
Also, I used to know the name of the scientist who spearheaded this
Melville?
Research.
Herman Melville?
Yeah, Herman Melville. Let's see if I can do this.
Secure attachment. They're capable of accepting rejection and moving on despite pain. Capable of being loyal sacrificing when necessary.
So thank you, Next, as an example.
Secure types comfortably form intimate relationships, not only with partners, but also with friends.
Song example.
I don't know.
We have the gist.
The example they gave in the study was...
That Burrito knows.
I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher.
Just saying, I love you, you love me, nothing's wrong, baby. Everything's right.
Gonna find my baby.
Then there's preoccupied, which is self-doubting, anxious, sensitive. So I guess that's also known as anxious.
There's only four. There's anxious, secure, avoidant, and then one that's kind of a combination of anxious and avoidant.
Right, I'm looking at something that's different.
Maybe they're similar.
No, they are similar. They just have different names. But anyways, yeah, fearful. There's avoidant, anxious, dismissive, and fearful avoidant.
So they just coded the actual word, like gave it some sort of assignment, and then did some AI shit on that?
No, it's a real experiment. They asked people what their attachment style was. They maybe asked them some questions. They gave them a personality test, a big five personality test. And then they asked them what their favorite songs were. And then they said, okay, well, for favorite relationship songs, right?
Specifically?
Yeah, it has to be relationship songs because they're looking at attachment styles and attachment is in relationships. So the people with secure types of attachment styles liked listening to songs that people decided were secure lyrics.
So this one's on this illustration I'm looking at. It says dismissive. What is that one? It's like self-reliant, avoidant. Is it avoidant? Distant?
I don't know, because that's not what they did in this study. They used just the four.
Well, yeah, but what's the fourth one? What's one of them? Is there an avoidant one?
There's secure.
Yes.
There's avoidant. There's anxious. And then the combination one is
avoidant and anxious
and avoidant.
The worst of them
together.
All.
I'm avoidant.
Yeah.
Because I'm married to the open road, dude.
Yeah, is that where, like, if he took apart the song Blister by Jimmy Eat World, like, that would probably make him avoidant, right? Like, how long would it take me to walk across the United States? What kind of person thinks about that?
All alone.
Damn, dude.
All alone!
I should love that song, then.
You know,
that should be my favorite song.
The West Coast has been traumatized.
Okay.
I think I'm the only one, though.
Still alive! Now I will... Yeah.
Do they have any other song examples, Burrito?
They do.
You know, I looked at the song titles, and a lot of it's like kind of R&B, Boys Top 40.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that's yeah, those genres. There wasn't a whole lot of rock songs. I Got You, Babe is like maybe the closest thing to a
that's
rock song.
That's the closest
song?
Thing they got yeah. to a rock song?
Straight up.
Wow. Yeah.
Straight up. Yeah,
it's got a flute.
Like, they've got Adele got in here. Someone Like You is Anxiety. They've
yeah,
got
women love that shit.
Gautier?
Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do With It as Avoidance?
Nice. That is a banger.
That is my favorite
That's
song.
That's probably rock and roll.
What
that
does Love Got to Do With It? Show me your dick.
Yeah.
A secondhand emotion.
First emotion is the motion of the ocean.
Right?
That's right. Secondhand emotion is the motion of the fingies.
Oh.
Dang.
My second hand.
Yeah. Your first hand being your dick. Yeah.
That was one part of the study. The other part, they looked at how songs have changed over time and trying to figure out if if we are now in
more
in
anxious
Western
or avoidant.
Society.
Yeah,
yeah, and they found that over time the songs have become more avoidant.
Less secure, huh?
Yeah, less secure, more avoidant.
That tracks.
Yeah, right. Probably more research is needed.
How did you feel about this study, reflecting upon your current skills?
I didn't see anything glaringly wrong about it. I did open up the actual paper.
The white paper.
You could call it a white paper.
It's not a white paper.
So Dr. Smartman, you approve of the methodology?
Yeah, it seemed okay. Yeah, okay.
Is it a meta-analysis?
No. It's really early. There hasn't really been any research with this before. So
no one else has done it.
It's kind of like, it was really like a pilot study. And so they're... They were like, is this
like pilot like the plane or pilot like the pen?
Yeah, no, like a tamale pilot.
It's the first one.
So pen or plane?
So like the pilot like the plane or the pilot like the pen?
The plane?
Yeah,
the
plane or pen.
Okay. Wait.
It's called a joke, Arthur.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You ever heard of this thing?
Speaking of jokes, are we really supposed to tip 25% everywhere
wait,
now?
Wait, what is happening here? Who the fuck? Holy shit.
To even ask this question is cucked out, dude.
I can't even. No, you know who asked this question? This is someone who's trying to normalize 25%.
Yeah, they go, wait, are we supposed to do this? Of course we are.
Yeah. This is a guy who works in the service industry.
But they're pointing out when
he's
you
pay
on the square
fucking
pays,
blog writer.
Scan your card or whatever, and it puts up the suggested tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 is there.
They're dropping some 25 on there, man.
You know what should be there? D's Nuts. How come D's Nuts ain't on that tip line?
Be nice.
What if he could? Oh, man. I just want to run a restaurant so that I can have D's Nuts on the tip line. And then take $50 from them.
You're losing a lot of tips.
Oh, you take money from them?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a random amount.
Oh.
How about these nuts?
These nuts, $50.
A longtime waiter feels like now you're expected to tip everywhere from froyo shops to the dry cleaner. Where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line?
If there's a
draw the line at tipping. It's pretty fucking easy.
Yep.
Here are waiters' tips for how to tip. I'm sorry. No. You're
That's
a little
biased.
Thank you.
Here. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to be.
You know, actually, as a waiter, I think you should tip 95%.
Yeah. I'm very well versed in how you should be tipping because I'm on the receiving end of said tips.
I'm an expert.
I'm kind of an expert on the tip industry. And if you ask me, maybe 120%,
150%. Yeah. I mean, I'm happier when they tip me 120%. So
sometimes 200.
That's
how you 200 feels pretty damn good 200. If you ask me.
200.
Where do you draw the line?
At tipping. In your damn ass. That's where I draw the line.
I like to draw it across the top of the T. I'm done.
God. I don't even get
There's it. There's no T in done.
No, I'm tipping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right across the T?
I guess. I don't know.
You're right.
I was trying to be illustrative here.
No, you're right. It was just kind of, I have to draw it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you might want to do
Where do you draw the line? Across the T?
Yeah, no, you're...
We're there.
I don't know.
We got it, man.
All right.
When you draw the line, you draw two to cross it out.
Yeah, across the T. Across the T and past the G.
So would you draw the line here? Woman cops to meat beating at Ohio Walmart.
This is confusing. Wow. She cops to meat beating.
Like confesses. I don't like how to use that word, but clobbering a female acquaintance in the face with a 10-pound log of ground beef during a confrontation
in the
potato chip aisle. Of a Walmart.
I don't think you needed to tell me the Walmart part.
Right.
Superfluous information. I assumed it was at a Walmart.
That's a big log.
It is a log. Have you seen these logs?
They're massive.
I like these logs.
Huge. Yeah. And she probably already had it in a cart, right? She didn't go run all the way meat to the aisle.
No,
and then the potato chip.
Crime of opportunity.
I see.
She goes, "What do I have on me?
Yeah,
how
Let
about
me
this
hit
log?
This bitch with the biggest thing I got in my shopping cart.
So this
pineapple might hurt, but I think this meat log will be very, very embarrassing.
What do you think happened in this confrontation?
This sounds like two lesbians that were
scissoring.
Used to scissor.
Oh, they crime
used
of passion.
Someone I used to scissor.
Yeah, they used to scissor, but that stopped right after they moved in with each other and bought a couple cats.
I think Burrito said it was clearly a crime of passion.
Now they're anxious and avoidant.
But that's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Just two bickering lesbos?
Or maybe fighting over the same guy named Brian McFly.
Oh, damn. Shit, dude.
You know how lesbians are always fighting over Brian McFly? Yeah.
I know.
Need a baby daddy.
When they come across you in the potato chip aisle, they just get sex crazed.
Yeah, they say.
I've seen it in their eyes, and their scent increases.
Speaking of 10-pound logs, dude, that's what I got.
Wrong song. 10-pound logs?
I don't
logs.
Know, dude. I'm just like...
Yeah, we're skipping rocks here.
I'm trying. I'm just doing my best.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have
everything.
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it. Dynamite.
I can't skip rocks worth a shit, nor can I find this goddamn song. Here we go.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese wonko soba chef, despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at wonkoing his own noodle. So grab those chopsticks and let's see how fast you can slurp these headlines. This... This is Burrito's Nippo News segment within a segment.
Wonko, my
wonko.
Noodle.
Wonko.
When was the last time you wonkoed?
What does that mean?
Wonkoed.
What does that mean?
Wonk.
Five times today.
Wink off.
Oh.
It's the
wonked
fifth
off.
Time. Wonked off.
It's the fifth wonk.
Before you start.
First ever.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Policy wonks.
Go ahead, Burrito.
All right.
Japan's first ever wonko soba conveyor belt restaurant opens in Tokyo.
That's fun. What's different about wonko soba? Is it where they serve it in the bamboo?
What is wonko and what's soba?
Actually, so wonko soba is where you get only a few noodles in a small bowl.
Like three?
And yeah.
How many noodles do you get specifically?
It's not many. It's just a bite? Definitely not a whole serving. Yeah, it's just like a little bite.
Okay.
What you're supposed to do is just eat as many bowls as you can.
Okay.
Right. So that's kind of like the gimmick.
I think Art might go for this gimmick.
I'm listening.
So usually they come from waiters bringing you new bowls to your table.
Sure.
But are these regular sized bowls?
These are baby bowls, man. That's the whole point. There's three noodles in a bowl.
Okay.
And the bowls are specifically crafted to be cued around the noodles.
All right.
But this is different. This is like conveyor belt
sushi. So you just grab them as they go?
Yeah. You stand up. There's no chairs. You just stand up while you're doing it.
Are these noodles dressed up in a way to where every bite is just a new experience?
Soba's what?
No, it's all the same. Yeah, buckwheat noodles.
It's all the same? Why don't you just put it all in one bowl?
That's not how you're supposed to eat it.
Yeah, that's not how you do it.
The gimmick is the bowls.
No. I'm done with
Art's just going to get like a big bowl and then take all the small bowls and put it in one big bowl and then start eating on that.
You know, he's not. Does he work there? He's not doing that.
This is so he can come up for air, okay? You don't have to eat quantity.
No, you know when you go to like a tap room, right? And you get a flight. And it's like a little example.
A flight of noodles would be nice.
Yeah, if they were all different noodles.
What
but he's saying they're the same fucking noodle.
Some people get flights. This is crazy, but some people get flights of all the same beers.
Why the fuck would they do that? Oh, just to have five beers?
Little
or
baby
four beers.
Yeah.
Or say amuse bouche.
Not share germs.
What is this word you keep saying? This phrase.
Amuse bouche.
What is this?
It's French.
And what is that?
Bouche.
Mouth.
His mouth, yeah. Amuse.
Yeah.
Amuse.
Yeah.
Your mouth?
Yeah.
Happy mouth.
Yeah.
Happy mouth.
I think.
So yeah, this is you want to know the price?
Funny
Don't
mouth.
Don't tell me. No. Next story.
It's 20, is around $24 US for 40 minutes, and you eat as much as you can in those 40 minutes.
I believe in you, Arthur.
Tell me about the meat product here.
There's no meat product.
God, it's just noodles.
It's noodles, man.
Did you hear any of this story? It's just noodles. Small,
I know,
bowl.
But
I thought that
noodles.
Was
I
thought
it, like I was talking about flights. Like the noodles could be dressed in different ways, like maybe different sauces made of different ingredients,
different meats
well,
along
okay,
with it.
Yeah,
okay,
maybe
so
meats with it.
Dipping sauces.
Okay. You can order green onions, wasabi,
for
and ginger,
$24.
Other condiments like
justifying.
Seaweed or grated
what's a
radish.
Can we get
and
some?
What's
bukkake?
A condiment?
Yeah. Does it come
it's,
with
like a Denver mint?
Excuse me, what?
No. Go ahead.
Does it come with bukkake?
Like I said, you may proceed.
I mean, maybe. That's a little extra.
A little? Try a whole fishbowl.
Yeah. Jesus. The article says that women generally eat around 60 to 80 bowls. Or 60 to 80
bowls.
Maybe 69.
60 to 70. Disgusting. That's disgusting.
And the men can eat a little bit more, but you know that's on average.
Well, they're men.
Yeah, they need it for strength.
Yeah.
How many do you think you could do, Burrito?
100 bowls. Could you do 100 bowls?
100.
100 bowls.
Maybe, probably.
That's 20. Like that's a quarter a bowl.
That. That's 300 noodles.
That's 8 cents a noodle. What do you
Damn.
Think?
Damn. I'll make it 4 cents a noodle.
Jesus. 200 bowls? Like an egg or soup?
40 minutes? That's like 5 bowls a minute.
It says the highest record was set by a female diner.
Wow. Was it the Black Widow?
It was 317 bowls.
Jesus. One for every day of the year.
Now, look, she is a pig, dude, but I respect that. All the women doing 60 to 70,
piggish.
What she's doing is
leaning in.
Like that.
Leaning in. She probably is very svelte.
What?
Probably.
Yeah.
Svelte is skinny.
Yes.
Well, there's no way.
Yeah, these competitive eaters are they're brick houses.
How do we know she's being competitive?
Well, you don't go
and
for
not
the
just
high
being
score.
Fat.
You can't get the high score unless you're competitive. You can't just luck your way in here. These are trained professionals, man. You think some geek off the street can come in here and out
some street geek?
Some street geek came out.
You gotta stand.
You gotta stand, baby. This is how you know she wasn't a fat
That's
chick.
True. Good point.
You gotta
stand for 40 minutes? I don't
stand?
Think so.
No. Just stand? Question mark?
No.
No. Not while I eat.
No. Oh, you're right. Tokyo Man, what's this guy doing?
Is this like Florida Man?
Tokyo Man arrested for putting brother's skull out for recycling collection.
Not great. Not great.
Ooh.
Look,
how did he get his brother's skull? This might be the determining factor.
Okay,
I don't think you're supposed to have his brother's skull.
Dude, he said he was cleaning and he thought it was just some stuff.
Derbis?
He thought it was fake.
Like Halloween.
Yeah, but apparently it was real.
I believe it.
And it took him out. He lives with them, though. These two lived in the same house, and he didn't realize that his brother had died a couple months ago.
Oh, my God. I think it'd be more than a couple months.
Yeah, it should be obvious if it's a couple months that it's just a decomposed head.
Yeah, maybe it's,
it just
maybe it's a couple
stinking.
Years. Yeah.
A couple
years.
Also, he's just like rotting in the place, and then he like... finds a skull, which happens to be attached to a whole skeleton.
Yeah, I maybe the cat was playing with it.
Yeah, what about the cat?
Maybe, yeah. Oh,
this is a checkout.
This story's...
He claims he found the bones in his brother's room, but assumed they were replicas.
Of his actual brother's bones. I just thought he was goofing. I hadn't seen him in a couple years.
Yeah.
He said he
did smell bad.
What's that?
He
hadn't seen him in 5 years. I was doing math.
Yeah.
He hadn't seen him in 5 years, and he wondered if he was hospitalized somewhere.
No.
This is crazy. Bullshit. He murdered his brother.
He could have been hospitalized if you checked on him once before he died 5 years ago.
In your own house.
Yeah.
This is wild, man.
Is this a Social Security scam?
This is murder.
Is this a sex thing?
So this does actually happen more often than you would think.
What's that?
What? At 68? Yeah. This guy's got the rest of his life ahead of him.
It says there have been lots of cases where people have left deceased relatives' bodies secretly hidden.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To continue collecting pension.
Yeah.
So they don't report
Grandma in the freezer. Time. Classic.
How did they determine it was his brother's skull?
They ran forensics.
Some dental records?
Yeah, they did dental records, yeah.
Easy enough. Yeah.
That's why you don't go to the dentist.
Exactly.
No paper trail.
No paper trail.
He's out of the
so that
no
the person that kills you doesn't get caught.
Free. Scot free.
Yeah, because that's what I want. The person who murders me to never
face
repercussions. Yeah.
So he can murder again.
Yeah.
What if he just wanted to hang
you? You care you're dead.
That's true.
Super considerate. Just like this other guy. Gifu man is arrested for entering other person's home and hanging women's underwear to dry.
Sounds hot. I like women's underwear.
Yeah, so you probably would be appreciative of this. A 61-year-old office worker
always
came home every single time.
Well,
he came home and found that on his back porch there was underwear hanging from the line, but it wasn't his.
Here's a question:
lady's underwear. Yeah.
What do you do?
You get home and you see that there's underwear hanging.
Oh wait, so someone else did this to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he came home and found someone else's underwear.
It was a B&E.
Women's underwear hanging to dry.
What's the angle? I don't understand what's going on.
So this guy just does some creepy stuff where he goes into people's houses and hangs women's underwear.
But what do you think he's... what's the twisted logic?
From a distance.
He wants to see the reaction.
And see what you do
Put him on, maybe. Maybe they put him on. And if they put him on, he's busting right away, dude. Oh, wait, what's that?
That's him. That's at the door.
Hey, I'm here to help you take those off.
Yeah, hey. You look really cute.
You look really cute in those little undies, sir.
Those little red panties, they pass the test.
Granny panties.
Little red panties.
One.
So this is a sex thing, right?
It's got to be.
I don't know. They.
You can
the
say
police
yes.
checked the surveillance camera.
Yeah.
And found the guy who broke in. He's a 66-year-old man.
What is up with all these creepy old dudes, man?
Living in another town. Same prefecture, but different town, one town over.
It's like going from Slam City to Slam City East. for those who are unfamiliar with Japan.
And it turned out this guy owns a Wankosobo conveyor belt restaurant.
Oh, what are the odds?
He's wankoing off.
Tokyo's a small place.
No announcement has been made whether the suspect admits or denies drying
the
underwear.
He better keep his mouth shut, dude.
But he is said to be cooperating. They're also trying to determine what, if any, relationship exists between the suspect and the victim, as well as the possible motive.
What do you mean, victim? Yes, victim. Guy broke in my house.
Yeah,
he gave you a gift. He gave you free underwear, dude.
I didn't want them washed.
That's the worst part.
The worst part is he washed
them. The underwear belongs to anyone. So we don't have a lot of information.
Oh, yeah, he could have just gone from somebody else's.
Yeah.
He's picking up undies along his way to this dude's house.
Well, look, Burrito, stay tuned with his story. Give us all the updates.
Yeah.
Feels like a follow-up.
I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, get a Google alert for this shit.
As new information arises.
In his pants.
Like my dick.
There it is.
Like his dick.
That was Burrito's Nippo News, and subsequently means that was the entirety of the rest of the news.
Yeah, but I tell you what, if you walk into your apartment and you find some underwear hanging up, drying out.
Sniff them first.
Sniff them? Maybe stick them up your ass.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires. Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
This ends. Shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!